Good evening, everyone. Your news time now is 5 past the 5 o'clock hour. I'm Hannah Blevins, and I'll be bringing you this evening edition of the news. A Midway man, 40-year-old Jason Korba, has been charged with felony theft of property in connection with a motorcycle reported stolen from an apartment complex in Mountain Home on Friday. According to the probable cause affidavit, two investigators from the Mountain Home Police Department were on West 6th Street in Mountain Home when they observed a male riding a motorcycle similar to the description of one reported stolen. The motorcycle did not have a license plate and was flat black in color. The officers made contact with the driver, identified as Korba. They then observed the motorcycle was painted black with some blue and white showing through the black paint. The ignition switch had also been broken and wiring spliced to start the engine. Korba was described as sweating heavily as he explained he did not have a driver's license, and he told the officers he had traded for the motorcycle from an unnamed friend. He then allegedly told law enforcement he had stolen the motorcycle and had taken too many pills on Friday night. He said he remembered taking the motorcycle, but that his memory is very cloudy. His bond was set at $5,000. It took the Baxter County Quorum Court just under 2 minutes Tuesday night to approve the adoption of vote centers, beginning with the November general election, a topic dominating discussion at the August meeting and leading to 4 public hearings in the past month. Karen Hopper has the story.
With Justices Ty Chapman and Lucy Sulstasik absent, the court moved quickly to adopt vote centers for Baxter County. Vote centers allow registered voters in a county to cast their ballot at any polling site. They are a countywide version of early voting. With the approval, the current 22 polling sites will be consolidated into 10. Voters will now be able to cast their ballot at any vote center on Election Day, during 13 days of early voting, or through an absentee ballot. Both the courthouse and Christ Community Church will serve as early voting locations. In addition, by utilizing the vote center plan, for the very first time, the courthouse will serve as a polling location on Election Day. The court also gave quick approval to an ordinance to amend the minimum standards and regulations for land development. The vote comes more than 2 years since the county's planning board tackled updating the document. While the ordinance's title reads, "It is to amend the minimum standards and regulations for subdivision development," the 32-page document is titled "The Minimum Standards and Regulations for Land Development." It covers the procedures, requirements, and minimum standards governing the development of land in the county, including lot splits and subdivisions. In other business, in the 22 minutes it took the court to cover 8 items of business, a number of appointments and reappointments were confirmed. Eric Faulkner, David Miller, and Linda Bradbury were reappointed to the Norfolk Area Fire Protection District. Confirmations were given for the reappointment of Eric Wolf and the appointment of Tony Chamberlain to the 101 Gamelia Fire Protection District, and the reappointment of Keith Trahan and the appointment of Luke Glasscock were approved to the Lone Rock Fire Protection District. From the newsroom, I'm Karen Hopper.
One person was injured yesterday evening in a 2-vehicle accident in Ozark County. Inel McMillan of Theodosia was taken to Baxter Regional Medical Center, or BRMC, with what the Missouri State Highway Patrol termed moderate injuries. The report indicates the accident occurred when a vehicle, driven by 54-year-old Lynn Lunick of Pontiac, was slowing to make a turn and was struck from behind by a vehicle driven by 76-year-old Thomas McMillan of Theodosia. McMillan's vehicle then traveled off of the roadway and struck a fence. Neither driver was injured in the accident, which happened on Highway 5, 6 miles southwest of Gainesville, at 5:35 yesterday evening. It's Fair Week in Marion County, and the annual Marion County Fair and Livestock Show begins today and runs through Saturday at the fairgrounds in Summit. Sherry McFarlane is in her first year as the fair manager, and she says she has enjoyed the learning process in the short time she has taken the reins.
It's really fun. All the items that come in here, it's just really neat. They're creative. There's lots of different things I never knew. You could enter into a fair. You can enter Lego art. You can, you know, woodcraft. Just all kinds of cool things that I never knew about. And as far as the community, I hope they are excited. I hope they come out and support us. It would be great.
Tomorrow will be Senior Citizens Day, hosted by Home Instead Senior Care from 11 until 2. During that time, lunch will be provided for attendees ages 55 and older, and bingo will be included. The pizza eating contest sponsored by Bordeaux Pizza in Yellville will get underway tomorrow as well at 4 o'clock. Later tomorrow evening, the inaugural Power Wheels Derby is scheduled for 6 o'clock. Livestock shows begin tomorrow evening as well at 5:30 with sheep, meat, goats, and swine. On Friday, poultry and rabbits are scheduled for 10 o'clock and the dairy and beef and cattle show is set for 2. Dairy goats are scheduled for Saturday morning at 9 o'clock and the calf dressing contest will be an hour later. Friday's activities will conclude with the truck pull at 7 o'clock and McFarland says that it is one of the few events requiring admission.
That would be for adults 19 and over, $10. 13 to age 18 is $5 and under 12 and under is free.
Saturday will be the final day for the fair. The FFA Booster Club will host a luncheon from 12:30 until 1:30 and an auction at 2:30. The final event of the fair will be a Saturday evening concert. Buckshot will take the stage from 7 until 7:45, and Jason Pritchett and Steel Horses will perform from 8 until 9:30. Tickets are $10 for anyone 12 and older and $5 for children under 12, and they can only be purchased at the gate. For more information and a full schedule of events, go online to www.marioncountyarfair.org. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 11 past the 5 o'clock hour. We'll have more in your news, so stay with us. It's time for your Bomber Report. We'll see what's happening with Mountain Home Schools right after this.
He's out!
Good calls. They make everybody happy. Like calling a local Allstate agent, because Allstate agents live right in your neighborhood. They can get to know you and your coverage needs. With their local advice, they can help you make sure you get the protection you need and the savings you deserve. Are you in good hands?
For a free quote, call Mountain Home Allstate agent Diane Frazier today. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Here's what's happening with Mountain Home Schools. On Friday, it's the last day of the Hackler Book Fair, and varsity football plays Marion at Marion, with the kickoff beginning at 7 o'clock. On Saturday, the Mountain Home High School band will compete in the Branson Marching Invitational at Branson High School. Ninth grade volleyball will compete in the district tournament at Jonesboro, and cross country's run with the Bulls will begin at 8:01 a.m. at Mountain Home High School. That has been your Bomber Report. Your news time now is 13 past 5. A Mountain Home woman, 27-year-old Sharon Lynn Bennett, has been charged with felony counts of forgery and criminal attempt to commit forgery, as well as misdemeanor counts of theft of property and criminal trespassing. Documents filed in the case on Tuesday indicate Bennett is set to appear in Baxter County Circuit Court later this month to answer to the charges, which allege she stole a checkbook from a home where she had been employed as a housekeeper. According to the probable cause affidavit, Bennett is alleged to have attempted to purchase merchandise at a Mountain Home retailer in early August with a check in the amount of $990. However, the check did not clear due to insufficient funds and Bennett left the store. Video surveillance was reviewed and the suspect was identified as Bennett. When Mountain Home police officers learned Bennett's name did not match the name on the check, they contacted the victim. The victim told officers she had hired Bennett to clean her house and discovered she had a book of checks missing. The victim also discovered Bennett had allegedly forged another check in the amount of $727. When interviewed, Bennett allegedly admitted to stealing the checks, forging one, and attempting to forge a second. She told officers she needed the funds for school supplies. Bennett was released from the Baxter County Detention Center on her own recognizance. A Searcy County man, 64-year-old Melvin Ward of Marshall, has been arrested and charged with a felony count of aggravated assault after he is alleged to have pulled a pistol on a man whose wife and children had been walking their dogs on Hilltop Road. According to the affidavit filed on Thursday, a man came to the Searcy County Sheriff's Office on August 24th reporting his wife and child had been walking their dogs when they met Ward, who is their neighbor, who was also walking his dog. As the woman's dogs walked toward Ward's dog, the Searcy County man allegedly began yelling, saying he would kill the neighbor's dog. The woman returned home and reported the incident to her husband, who then got in his truck and went to talk to Ward. The man told law enforcement when he pulled up to talk to Ward, the Marshall man pulled a large pistol from a holster, stuck it to the neighbor's head, cocked the hammer, and threatened to kill him. The man said he tried to remain calm and talk to Ward, who finally returned the pistol to the holster. Ward allegedly then told his neighbor if he ever stopped by again, he would blow his head off. Ward's bond was set at $20,000, and he is set to appear in Searcy County Circuit Court later this month. A no-contact order was also filed in the case on Thursday. The Marion County Election Commission will meet this evening at 6 o'clock in its courthouse office. The agenda will include proofing the ballots as well as beginning decisions on poll worker placement duties and scheduling training on the new machines for the poll workers. Funeral arrangements for 89-year-old William Henry White of Yaleville are pending at Caribbean Family Funeral and Cremation Services in Summit. William Henry White died Saturday at his residence. Funeral arrangements for 59-year-old David White of Yaleville are pending at Caribbean Family Funeral and Cremation Services in Summit. David White died Saturday as well at his residence. And funeral arrangements for 49-year-old Randy Lee Hickman of Gasville are pending at Roller Funeral Home. Randy Hickman died yesterday. Century 21 LEMAC Realty News Time is now 16 past 5. Tim Tibbs will have the latest in your weather and your sports, so stay with us.